I'm Chris Cooper. This is The Catalyst, and every week I do a short podcast episode to share a lesson with you, but also to preview our week's programming ahead of time. If you're doing group classes at Catalyst Gym, that's my gym, this is the list of workouts that you're going to be doing and the rationale behind every single one. We never do workouts just for the sake of doing workouts. We never kill ourselves just for the sake of killing ourselves. Every single workout has a purpose behind it. Now, if you're doing private or semi-private training at Catalyst, you will have a custom workout built just for you with just as much science and planning behind it, and it'll optimize you for your goals. These are the workouts that we're going to be doing with our group and publishing publicly. Before I get into the workouts, though, for the week, here are the benefits of partner workouts. Every Saturday, we do a partner or a group workout where we pair you with somebody up, and like a new friend, or you know, bring a current friend or whatever, or we'll put you in a small group. And there are a number of benefits to doing this. So first, it's not an elementary school, I pick Ricky draw. The coach makes up the teams, assigns the weights, and chooses the distances to make the game as close as possible. We do these partner workouts primarily because they're a lot of fun, but they also have a value in improving your fitness. First, they enhance your motivation. Every person is accountable not just to themselves in these workouts, but also to their partner. As Greg Glassman, the founder of CrossFit, wrote, when you ride alone, your wheel is always in front. He was talking about cycling, but the analogy works for any sport. You just go faster when you're with somebody else. Second is increased effort and performance. The presence of a workout partner or a group can lead to a really healthy level of competition where every person is inspired to work harder to keep up with or outperform the other. This competitive edge often results in both partners exerting more effort and achieving better performance during the workout than they might solo. Dr. John Rady, the author of Spark, called this competitive collaboration. I want you to finish well so that we can both finish well, and you want me to finish well so that we can both finish well, and so we both do a little bit better, we work out a little bit harder than we would on our own. Third is more fun and enjoyment. Laughter, encouragement, and a lighter, more playful atmosphere makes the challenging workouts even more fun. People often say, I can't believe I did that after the workout is over. And as the old saying goes, if you want to go further, go together. Fourth is diversity in our workout routine. You're going to spend more time in zone 4 and zone 5. If you really want to improve your VO2 max, you want to build a big base of aerobic exercise and a high peak of short maximal output. These are what will help you survive a heart attack or other short-term accidents or trauma. But it's really hard to push yourself that hard when you're by yourself. This whole I work while you rest nature of many partner workouts forces you to work really hard in the work intervals and then rest really hard during the rest intervals. And it's perfect for developing a higher heart rate. And the fifth reason is shared experience and social bonding. The partner workouts at Catalyst also help everybody see where they fit in the Catalyst picture. You're probably better at something than I am. Actually, you're probably better at many things than I am. And I might be better at one thing than you are. But when we pair up, we can divide the work according to our strengths and then spend the rest of the week working on our weaknesses. As my grandfather always said, many hands make light work. Partner workouts are amazing, but they're not always the default option. We don't do them every day. And while they have a lot of benefits and they can be more fun, the reason that we don't do them every day is that we want to address your weaknesses throughout the week, and those require individual attention and coaching. We also don't want you crushing yourself every day. While you're doing zone 5 work, that's really beneficial once or twice a week. It can be counterproductive if you do it every day. Like the old CrossFit ethos of high intensity all the time, no matter what, is a thing of the past at Catalyst. And now we choose the best intensity for you at the best time. While partner workouts are a fantastic catalyst, they complement rather than replace individual training sessions and our regular programming. Speaking of regular programming, here it is for this week. On Monday, we're going to start with an aerobic workout. And actually, we're going to keep going with an aerobic workout all day. So after the weekend, this isn't just like an ease into the week. It's not an easy workout that you can skip. In fact, what it is priming your metabolism to burn fat all week. So what will happen after you do this aerobic circuit a couple of times is you're going to feel like, okay, I had a little sweat. I didn't crush myself. You know, did this do anything? And then what will happen is a couple of hours later, you're going to feel like somebody pulled the drain plug on your stomach, like you're starving. And this is because your body goes into this mode where it's burning fat for fuel and you almost forget that you need to eat, where you can go do like a crazy hard HIIT workout and you're starving right away because you're mostly burning carbohydrates and you have to replenish them. When you do an aerobic workout like this, you're not going to trigger the same response right away. So it's probably going to be a few hours before you feel hungry. But when you do feel hungry, you will be starving. The other thing that's going to happen is you're not going to be craving carbs. Like when you're going all out, you know, you do your fastest 5K or you do a HIIT workout or something, right afterward, you're craving sugar. And then you create this kind of like crash for yourself where you're completely depleted of blood sugar. And then you spike your blood sugar by eating a protein bar, hopefully not candy. And then you crash again because of the insulinemic response. And then you go up again and then you crash again. You have a coffee and a donut and then you crash again. The aerobic workouts are not going to do that. Instead, you're going to be hungry at dinner time, absolutely, and you're going to have lots of protein, but you're never going to be having this roller coaster feeling of up and down that you get from the carb coaster. On Tuesday, you're going to have high intensity interval training, and it's really interesting like how fast you're going to go through this because it's mostly abs and then one-legged squats. So the thing with one-legged squats is you're not moving very much weight. It's just like body weight. But you're so inefficient at it. Most of us are so bad at it that you burn a ton of energy just getting it down. And you're probably going to feel sore afterward. And then you're going to go through this about three times. And then we're going to get into strength work. So we've got a very short high intensity interval workout because we want to prime your nervous system, but then we're going to lift and we're going to go to a max. And this is maybe my favorite day in the gym. So you're going to do this on squat and you're going to do it on press. A set of five, a set of four, a set of three, a set of two, and then a max single. This is like my favorite day at Catalyst because a lot of people move more weight than they've ever moved. They're lifting weights and they're lifting more weight than they've ever done. And now that we've produced well over 20 women who can deadlift over 300 pounds and, you know, 20 men who can squat over 300 pounds, it's just such an amazing atmosphere in the gym. Like, don't miss Tuesday. You're going to have celebration. You're going to take turns. You're going to have people cheering for you. It's so rare to have people in your life who are cheering for you that when the opportunity arises, I don't want you to miss it. So really make sure that you're there Tuesday and you're going to hit a PR in squat and press. Wednesday, we've got an aerobic workout of shoulder presses, squats, curls, deadlifts. It's going to be a lot of fun. And you're going to go through that for about 15 minutes. And, you know, the point here is just to elevate your heart rate a little bit, but there's going to be a lot of chatter. There's going to be a lot of discussion. People are going to be talking about their PRs from the day before. You are burning fat. There's some metabolic benefit to this too. Like, you're not taking rest periods, but you're also not crushing yourself. Then you're going to crush yourself. So then it's going to be high intensity interval training, including rope climbs, box jumps, and dips. And what's really interesting here is like, you're going to start with the rope climb. So that's going to be frustrating if you don't have rope climbs, but you're going to do three of those before you get into the HIIT workout. Then you're going to go very fast, box jumps, dips, box jumps, dips, box jumps, dips in a descending pyramid. So 21 of each, then 15 of each, and then 12, and then nine. Your heart rate is going to be very high throughout that, and then you go back to the rope climb. So what's interesting is some people will do better on the second round of rope climbs because they don't overthink it. They're too tired to think about where do I put my hands and they just jump in and do it. Other people who are very good technically will actually struggle on the second set of rope climbs because things just won't work as well anymore. So it'll be interesting to see where you fall. And then we're going to do a strength circuit of pull-ups and pull-downs, sit-ups, back extensions, ring row, and sumo deadlift high pull. And the reason we're doing that strength workout is just to, number one, cool down from the high-intensity intervals, but also to build up the weak links and make sure that your body is completely balanced and strong and all of your joints are healthy and safe and like you look like you work out. On Thursday, we're going to start with an aerobic workout of squats, push-ups, and skips, and then a rest. And the goal there, again, is just to get your body burning fat. You know, that's it. Get your body to improve its aerobic capacity. You'll get warm for sure. You might be breathing hard in between the sets, but there will be some chatter. It'll be fun. It'll be lighthearted. This is the kind of workout that you grow to love over time. You might not feel like, oh, I'm crushing myself like those dudes in the posters and, you know, I'm not laying on the floor afterward, but this trust me, is what really gets the great results if you do it right. You're going to go out of that into a high intensity interval training. So you're going to start off by burning fat, then you're going to go into like very high heart rate, bench press, deadlift, run 400 meters, run 400 meters, run 400 meters. And the goal there is like, let's build our anaerobic capacity. Let's push our fitness level up. Let's challenge ourselves. Let's go right to the wall. Let's spend time in zone 3, 4, 5. And we're doing these things together to build metabolic flexibility. I want your body to be able to switch between burning fats and burning carbs. People who just go hard all the time lose that metabolic flexibility. And you can tell because they're not losing fat. They don't look leaner. They might not even look like they work out. Instead, they're just like crushing themselves every single day. You'll also notice that as soon as the workout starts, their heart rate spikes up to the ceiling and just like stays there. And this is because they can't burn fat for fuel anymore. I want you to be able to do both and switch back and forth as if you could switch your car from gas to battery power back and forth like that. Friday, we've got a strength workout. This is probably the funnest day of the quarter in the gym. For me, I like training strength. You're going to do a set of 5, set of 4, set of 3, set of 2, set of 1 on a max deadlift and a max clean. This is where you're going to hear just a ton of cheering, supporting one another, clapping. We'll warm up together. We'll do our sets of 5 together, sets of 4, sets of 3. And then when things start to get really interesting and people are getting close to their max or even hitting new records for themselves, we'll go one at a time. You'll lift. We'll all cheer and support you. Then I'll lift and then my neighbor will lift, etc. It feels like a powerlifting meet, kind of, and everybody hits their personal best when they're surrounded and lifted up by that kind of support. Saturday, we've got a partner workout, as usual, and I shared the benefits of those earlier. It's a great week to end June with, and we're training for a fun event in July that I'll share later. This month of programming is an amazing balance of strength training, fat metabolism, and also high intensity interval like CrossFit style training. I really appreciate your feedback. Chris at CatalystGym.com. Whether you're doing this on your own, whether you're doing it in my gym, Catalyst, I want to know, like, how do you feel after this month? Hopefully you feel less beat up than ever before. Hopefully you're starting to see some body composition changes. You're burning more fat. Hopefully you feel mentally like an athlete because you're not like ground down. And best of all, you feel stronger than you've ever been.